You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined by Tom Grennan. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. I'm busy, really, really busy, but like I'm in the best space I've ever been in.
I
feel like just the sun's been out. I've had my vitamin D. You know what I mean? It's good.
And you've got that post-release buzz as well, right? Because you've just had All These Nights come out, which I'm not going to lie, Tom, it's such a banger.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's crazy because I knew that it was a good song. Like, in fact, I knew it was a banger. but like, it's only been out for not even a week yet, and like, I think it's like top 6 in the airplay chart, which is crazy. I hope it flies into people's lives and makes people dance and lets people kind of escape for a second, because we all know that people are struggling at the moment, and it's a hard time for a lot of people. So, and I just want people to escape. I'm just a normal lad like a lot of people, and I've been put in this position to be able to make music, and I want people to kind of, I don't know, run off the back of me and be able to be like, listen, I want to have a minute for myself, and I want to forget about whatever's going on and dance and let loose. And I feel like this is what All These Nights does. It's energetic. It's free. It's do what you want to do.
Yeah, I love that. It is so joyous as well, to its core. It's like infectiously happy. I remember when you first shared a clip of it on Instagram, I like knew immediately that it, you know, you cannot listen to that song and not have a smile on your face.
Exactly. That's how it makes me feel anyway. So I'm glad it makes you feel like that as well.
It's like a little 3 minutes of golden warmth in our ears.
There you go.
A lot of your music is so full sounding, you know, it's anthemic, feels larger than life. It feels like it's just designed for festivals and playing live and singing your heart out to. How do you build that sound up when you're writing your music? Like, where does it start? How does it grow from an idea to that huge stadium sound?
I feel like with my music, from the moment I started to where I am now, it's been a progression of growth. Do you know what I mean? And like, from what album one sounded like to album two, it's completely different. From album two to what this next album is going to sound like. And obviously All These Nights is the taster of what this whole new album is going to sound like. Again, it's a progression of growth. And to be honest with you, how does it start? Like, kind of just starts in a room with just either a drum pattern or with a melody. And it kind of goes from there. But like, I have had it in my thoughts to be like, right, with this whole new sound, like, how do we make it sound like this is meant for arenas, stadiums and massive festivals? And I don't know, I've just had that in my mind, and it's just happened. I couldn't tell you like the secret ingredient, because I haven't got one. It's just, it happens, and maybe that's what, I don't know.
That's what's special about you and your music. That's the secret. You are the secret ingredient.
I don't know.
It seems like only yesterday that you released your last album, Evering Road, and you're like straight back in with these bangers. What kind of made you go, no, I need to move on to the next thing. Here it is. I'm ready. Rather than, you know, like having a bit of a break or a pause.
The honest answer is I'm not ready to have a break. I'm not ready to pause. I've got all these songs that are coming out of me. So why wouldn't I want to put them out into the world? And like I say, I've just a minute ago when I went on that bit of a tangent, like people are struggling and I don't know, I've been put in this position, and people have kind of, I don't know, invested in me. So I'm going to invest in them. I'm going to put the work in. And at the end of the day as well, like I want to be one of the biggest artists, and I want to be in people's lives, and I want to make people happy. And I don't know, I've got these songs that are making me feel happy. So I don't know. I reckon it can make other people happy too. So yeah, I'm not going away. There's no time for going away.
That is so wholesome. I'm a very emotional person. You're going to make me cry. It's so such a lovely, like, I think that is such a lovely reason to want to share music for other people and to help other people. I think that's really beautiful. So you're saying, you know, you're working on this new album, All These Nights is a taster of it. And I have to say, I love where it's going because it sounds amazing already. You've obviously worked with some huge names in the past, Calvin Harris, Chasen Status, Ella Henderson. For your album, have you got any collabs in the works?
For my album, I don't actually know. Again, it's all me. When I was doing it, I, to be honest with you, like, I get so indulged with what the sound is, and then the songs come, and I'm like, oh man, like, these could sound great with other artists on it, but to be honest with you, the songs were made, and I was like, this sounds like it should just be what it is, and maybe the next one is like a collaboration thing, and I'd love to do that. I would love to do that with like all sorts of different artists and all sorts of different genres.
Who's like top of your list for dreams? You know, no limits.
At the moment, like, there's an artist called Blaxt.
Okay.
Spelled BLAXT. He's an American artist. I would love to work with him. And I'd love, to be honest with you, I'd love to work with like Burna Boy.
Yeah.
Unreal. I'd love to work with Dave. I would love like to link up with Fender or Capaldi or
someone gosh.
Like that, and like it would, and just have them world meet and just see what happens. But who knows, it's a collaboration thing and it could happen. Who knows,
maybe you'd be the final person to make Lewis Capaldi write a happy song.
maybe.
So you like smashed it in Soccer Aid this year, but then also injured yourself. How are you doing? Are you recovered?
Am I recovered? I wouldn't say I'm 100% recovered yet, nah. I'm still having physio. I should have been in the boot for 6 weeks, but I was like, that ain't happening. So I was in the boot for like 2 weeks. I took it off and my physio wasn't best pleased, but I just couldn't be in it. So I've been trying to take care of it as much as I could, but like it's got a couple more weeks, I'd say, but Soccer Aid in general was and is the best week of my life. Like boy of dreams, you know what I mean? And I'm playing with different celebrities, and not only that, I'm playing with like my heroes. And football and footballers are my heroes, and they always have been and always will be. And it's just an amazing thing to be involved with. And this year we raised 15.5 million pounds for UNICEF,
which just amazing.
It's insane. And the work that they do with UNICEF, like when we're in training and when we like have that week together, we each night we watch like a different UNICEF video and the work that people are doing, and it's just crazy to see people's lives and when we don't think about that, do you know what I mean? And like, I don't know, £15 million, that amount of money is going to help so many people.
Yeah,
so.
It's life-changing for loads of people. I think it's such an amazing thing to do, to bring like celebs and football stars together and an opportunity to raise so much money. I think it's also kind of special for you because you have a background in football, don't you? And it's kind of like a full circle moment that you get to do both. Yeah. You've done it. You've smashed it, Tom.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, it's definitely like a dream come true. And I scored a goal, which is like crazy. It was the best. It was like I went mad. I ran the full length of the pitch and did this like rubbish knee slide, but I loved every second of it.
You got to do a knee slide. You can't do Soccer Aid without a little bit.
I was expecting to actually like slide, and I literally went to my knees and I fell on my face basically. I did not make it look cool anyway.
You could have styled it out. I'm sure it'll be fine. Are you going to try and go back next year? Because you could work on your knee slide then and then be like, I'm a pro now.
Yeah, if they give me the call up, then I'm definitely back next year. So fingers crossed, I get the call back, definitely.
So you're playing here in Kent, in Margate at Dreamland on the 27th of August, which is such a cool place to play. Are you excited? What can Kent fans expect from the show?
Yeah, massively excited. I love going down to Margate anyway. It's a wicked little place, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Dreamland is going to be full of energy, full of good times, and it's going to be a place where people can just let loose and have fun.
Are you going to play maybe some new stuff? try it out?
Well, we're going to play obviously the new single that's come out, but I'm not too sure yet. It depends. It depends. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a month away.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. We're going to wrap up with a little quick fire quiz that we do on the hit list called Hit or Miss, where I just throw things at you and you tell me whether it's a hit or a miss for you.
All right.
So first off, very standard one for hit or miss, Marmite.
Cool. Oh, it's a hit.
Yeah, big Marmite fan.
Massive. My dog's called Marmite.
Really? What kind of dog do you have?
He's a rescue dog. He came from Romania.
Oh, wow.
So I actually don't know what kind of dog he is, but he's a big dog. And he's got a bit of Alsatian in him, but I just call him the horse. But he is Marmite. He is Marmite.
Tom, you are so wholesome. early mornings, hit or miss?
Hit, definitely.
The beach?
Oh, hit, definitely.
And roller coasters, since you're going to Dreamland?
Oh, hit all day.
What's your favourite roller coaster?
My favourite ever roller coaster, probably one called Stealth.
Yeah, at Thorpe Park.
Yeah.
It's my favourite from Thorpe Park. It's such a good ride.
Yeah, it's a good ride.
Binge watching shows.
Hit.
And watch.
You're the hits here.
What? Yeah, the positivity, Tom, is relentless. Yeah. You're too positive. What show are you binge watching at the moment?
Grey's Anatomy.
Are you?
Yeah, my missus has got me right into it. And I've always sat, she's like, will you watch Grey's Anatomy with me? I was like, no, I'm not watching that. And then she was like, right, you're starting it from the beginning and watch, you're going to be into it literally 5 minutes in. And I was like, oh no, I'm in. So yeah, I'm watching that at the moment.
That is commitment.
Yeah, I've heard.
Working with your friends.
Oh, hit. Who wouldn't want to work with their friends? Sometimes it can end badly, though, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, can we have some tea? Or?
yeah, that's a long story.
Not for a quick fire quiz. We'll leave that one for the next interview. To be continued. All right, thank you so much for joining us. It's been brilliant to talk to you.
Thank you. Thanks for the support.
No, you're welcome. We're going to play your new single now. So could you introduce it for us on KMFM?
Cool. Yes, people. What's happening? It's Tom Grennan. And you know what to do. Turn your radios up because this is my brand new single, All These Nights. Oi, oi!